Good afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday, the 13th of August, 2015, and we're in the middle of a big, well, it has been big, it might be on its way out now, thunderstorm with lots of rain, but we do really need the rain. It's been a very dry year. Just a few things, really. The new audio boom update, there are some things I like about it. Firstly, I like the fact that we've got sent messages, drafts, and in our own posts, we've got drafts and the live feed posts. I wish they'd left account as it was. I think that was really neat because you had your username, edit profile, then it was your number of posts and you could view them. And then you had your playlists, your followers, following, favourites, downloads and messages all in one place. It was so good. Now it's a bit, I think from that point of view, it's a bit of a mess. I mean, it's usable and it's good. And I think they might have fixed the problem where when you pause recording, it freezes, the voiceover freezes. I think that might be fixed. So that is a good thing because that's downright annoying. And let's hope it doesn't crash so much. So they're the good things. I had a bit of trouble finding, I think it's a bit scrappy. I think it looks a bit messy. When you go to the follows tab, which is where you find your followed posts. Oh, of course, your followed posts were on account as well. I missed them out, the most important ones. When you go to the followed posts, no, follows, you've got recommended channels, follows, search record, and posts. Now, all of them are self-explanatory, except channels isn't just channels, it's all the people you are following and your channels. And follows is exactly the same thing. So why they need both of those there, I've no idea, because I can't see a difference. Also, I actually had trouble finding those tabs. I was looking in the wrong place. And there is another way you can get to your follow posts, and that's using the rotor with a link. If you go down where it says listen to your favourite posts, then if you swipe to the left, it'll come up with things like comedy, all the, it'll say some of the categories. I think it gets to three, and then it, and then you'll get to, it says listen to all your favourite posts and follows, I think, and you have to use the rotor to access the links for that. Which is how I thought you had to get to it. I didn't realise you could get to it from the tab that said from the thing that says follows, and then you've got the different tabs. But it is a little bit cumbersome, I think, and I think they could have left the account part as it was, but just introduced the sent items and all that in the messages and the drafts and in the your own posts. That had just done that, but anyway, we've always got to complain about some things, and so I'm not really complaining. If it works better, that's good. We always get used to it, but I'm very upset that I had like 3,000 something favourites, and nowhere, I'm sure they're on the website, but there's nowhere anywhere I can see that you can view your favourites anymore. They seem to have completely been dropped from the app, which I think is a bit of a shame. The other quick thing is our holiday. We were meant to be going on holiday to the Isle of Skye in September 7th to the 14th, but we've actually changed location now because I just felt like the journey was a bit too long-winded. We were going to fly. We were going to get a taxi to Gatwick, then get a flight to Inverness, which was an hour and three-quarter flight, which is fine. But then we had about 3 hours to wait for a train in Inverness, by which time it would be like 5:30. It's a 2.5 hour journey to Kyle of the Calche, which is where we would disembark from the train and get a taxi to our destination across the Skye Road Bridge. By the time we get there, it's going to be like late in the evening, and I felt it's a bit too much, really. I like to get somewhere early in the afternoon, but then I couldn't get up to Gatwick. The other flight was like 7 o'clock. And I would find it difficult to get everything done and be at Gatwick for 7. there's only three flights a day. There's something like 7 or 7.30, the 12.30 one, then there's one late at night, like 10 o'clock or something like that. And there's only one airline that flies from here to Inverness, and that's EasyJet. So we've reluctantly had to cancel that, which is a shame because we were going to meet up with Nama and Jeff, which I'm very sad that we're not going to do now, but hopefully we can do it another time, or if they come down south for any reason, they can come and see us, or we can meet up somewhere, which will be really great. So now we're going much closer to home. It's a hotel in somewhere called Pease Marsh in East Sussex. It's a few miles, like 2¾ or something miles from the old town of Rye, which I know quite well. It's a very nice town. It's very hilly. I don't know how I'm going to walk around there. It's probably going to kill me, but it's got cobbled streets and an old church clock that strikes every hour, and it's very quaint. Also pretty expensive, but there are lots of little places you can visit, little villages. It's actually in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of the country, surrounded by woodland. We actually picked it because it's got a pool and spa facilities and beauty rooms and treatments, which the spa facilities are all inclusive in the price. The treatments are obviously extra. And it was reasonable. For bed and breakfast and evening meal, it was costing us the same as bed and breakfast on the Isle of Skye. We picked it, and then I was telling my mum about it, and she said one of her friends has been there. She's sure it was the same place, and it turned out it is. And she's been there three times, and they really love it. I think they've all gone, so we couldn't do this, but you can have like a garden room where you have about a French doors opening onto a private balcony. And they said, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're in the middle of the country, all you see is rabbits running around everywhere. Pets are welcome, so there's no problem with Niall. Not that there should be anyway, but obviously I don't have to pay for him. And they're fine about having all my equipment, my fluids and everything delivered. I've managed to swap the delivery from Skye to there, hopefully. And then we're ready to go. I've ordered some... I have to have special little pouch things to put my tube in, or the line, as they call it. I call it a tube, but it's officially called a line, so that I can go in the pool and the jacuzzi and everything. So, really looking forward to that now. And if the weather's bad, there's always the pool and the indoor stuff. And walking in the rain is actually quite nice. And there's all woodlands we can take now for lots of nice walks. And I might even hear some owls at night. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've paid for five to eat in five nights, and the other two nights we decided we'll just, you know, go somewhere else, have a couple of meals out. Well, we can do that anyway, but, you know, hopefully we can mostly eat in the hotel, but just have a couple of evenings out somewhere else. So that's really good, and we will go down there by train. I was thinking we might have to get transport, like a taxi or something, if I couldn't get my bag swapped over, but that doesn't seem to be a problem. And so it's quite a long way. It probably would cost quite a bit in taxi fares, but it's not as far as the Isle of Skye. We would go on the train from Orpington to, I think it's the Hastings train. We get off at St Leonard's Warrior Square, and then get a connection to Rye, and then get a cab a couple of miles up the road. And I used to have a caravan at Camber Sands. I've had caravans in several places, but so Rye was the nearest town to there, and so I've been to Rye on the train many times, and it's not a bad journey. It's okay. And the good thing about this is we can check in at 2 o'clock, so by the time we get there around 2 or 2:30 or whatever, we've got plenty of time to unpack, just have a lazy day. I can do dialysis. It means on the journey that I can do my normal dialysis, because I can do it just before I leave, and then by the time I get there, I'll be due to do another one, I haven't got put the all-night bag in, which I would have had to do going to Scotland. And then it would then when I got there, I'd have to try and do several bags before I went to bed, which when you get there at 8 o'clock is not going to be really that possible unless you stay up all night. So this is much better from that point of view. Yeah, so really looking forward to that and hoping it all works out okay. And that's all, really. I think maybe the storm's subsiding a bit now, but it keeps doing that and then it comes back again. As I say, at least I won't have to water my plants today. I'm sure all the grass and everything is really pleased to have water at last. It's the kind of day when it's nice to be indoors, though. And that's about it for now. So I will love you and leave you and speak to you again soon. Bye for now.